Welcome to the Resilience is Everything podcast. Let's crack the resilience code. Let's transform your challenges into opportunities. The truth is, leaders are discovered in times of crisis. And now your host, international keynote speaker and best-selling author, Rene Gadafori.
Hi, this is Rene Gadafori, and I want to share with you some good news here. You see, we are living in the most remarkable times in history. Things are getting better and better. Let's look at it this way, okay? You'll see what I mean. 200 years ago, a king would pay millions of dollars just to enjoy the simple luxuries the average person is enjoying today. I'm talking about simple things such as televisions, dishwashers, air conditioners, refrigerators, the internet, cell phones, and cars, etc. Those are the things that most people take for granted in life. Think about it this way. That same king I just mentioned a moment ago could not fly to the other side of the continent in just a few hours. It wasn't possible. There were no airplanes. Now, there are many websites that focus on the subject of poverty. It's a good thing. I'm not complaining. We need to do everything we can to wipe out poverty. Everyone should, at least, have access to the basic necessities. There's way too much wealth floating around for poverty to be in existence. But we still cannot deny the fact that poverty is declining. Fewer people are living in extreme poverty than the last 100 years. How do I know that? Well, personal experiences. Listen to this. During my teen years, when I was a teenager, I lived in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I remember that chicken and rice were luxurious foods for me and my family. Once a month, or on occasional Sundays, we were able to have some rice and chickens, and really, it was never enough to go around whatever there was. Corn meal was the everyday food for us. As far as I know, if you owned a car, a television, a refrigerator, and a telephone, well, you were rich, in my book. When I was a kid in my tiny village, there was no electricity. We used kerosene lamps at night. There were no televisions, telephones, or movies. There was no ice. In fact, I remember the first time I put a piece of ice in my mouth. It was during my trip to Port-au-Prince when I was about to reunite with my mother. I experienced what they call a brain freeze. I threw it away immediately. My mouth couldn't take the ice. Fast forward to today. The last time I went to my village, every house I visited had electricity and a cell phone. Some houses even have a cell phone for every person. Now, go figure. Those same people eat rice and chicken almost every day or whenever they want to. Many are on the internet. They are making friends all over the world through Facebook, Twitter, and WhatsApp. Needless to say, I do not need a website or someone to tell me about poverty. I don't need someone to tell me that poverty is declining either. I know firsthand. Look, bad news is addictive. If you pay attention to the media, you get a sense we are living in the worst of times. You would think doomsday is right around the corner. Now, some of my friends think I am kind of weird because I don't watch television. They think I should know about everything that is going on in the world, but they have no idea why I stay away from the television. The thing is, I train my brain to focus on the positive. I do so because I refuse to contaminate my brain with the bad news. I don't need to learn about every shooting, cutting, dicing, or bleeding. Why do I need to know that? How is that going to improve my life, right? Let's face it. fear sells, and the bad news is addictive. That is why most people cling to their television set to get a good dose of it every single day. It's their fix. No wonder why so many people are so cranky today. The old saying in the media is, if it bleeds, it leads. They tell us crime is at an all-time high and the world is getting more violent. But the reality is, we are living in the most peaceful time in history. Crime is lower than ever. Consider this. About 1,084,000 people died during the Civil War in the United States. Another 1,076,000 people died during World War II. Guess what? In the Iraq War, only 36,710 people died, and 4,442 people died during the Afghanistan War. Now, when I say only, when I use the word only, I am comparing the numbers between the wars. I don't mean to make light of a situation where people are dying in wars. No, I am only making a point. By the way, if you doubt those numbers, just go to the FBI page and you'll see some crime and violence statistics. But let me caution you not to focus on just the numbers. Instead, look at the ratio. For example, let's say the population was 100 million people. If 300,000 people died in a war, that's 0.2% of the people that died, right? If that same population from 300 million is now 500 million people, that same ratio would be 0.04 instead of 0.2%. Can you see the big difference? Here's why the casualties are so low today. Unlike the war stories in the Bible, we no longer have hand-to-hand combat. That's a thing of the past. Oh, how about murders and domestic violence, you might ask? Well, by all accounts, they are declining as well. What I'm trying to do here is to actually inspire you to have no fear about the present nor the future. Things are not as bad as they make them sound. Of course, the media and the marketers want you to have fear. That's how they survive and thrive. That's right. Fear is what they use so they can survive and thrive. After all, they use fear to scare the daylight out of us so we can buy their goods or services. Fear and pleasure, as you might know, are the two greatest motivators that force us to act. Fear wins every time. We tend to take quicker and faster action when we are afraid. I'm talking about the natural, inborn fight or flight response. Now, good news about food prices too. Okay, if you say, how about the cost of living, Renee? Should we be concerned about rising prices? Nope, we shouldn't be. Things are getting better there too. And you know what? I'm smiling right about now. And here's why. You see, a friend of mine was just regurgitating some bad news to me about how hard life is getting. She told me in the 80s, food prices were way cheaper. She went on to tell me that $100 could go a long way at the grocery store in 1980. She said one could buy enough foods to last for a whole month. Yet, it never occurs to my friend that the same $100 in 1980 is now worth exactly $306.14. That's according to the inflation chart. Now, how much food do you think you can buy today with $300? I say a lot. You may be thinking, okay, Rene, now, why is it then we hear more bad news than ever? The answer is simple. The news travels faster. It's not that we are hearing more bad news. It's just like we have more access to it now. Let's look at it this way. If 50 years ago, an intense war was raging on the other side of the continent among some tribes, would you know about it? I don't think you would, but even if you did, it would be after a long time. That means you would not feel a strong urge to do something to stop it. Why? There was no CNN to report the bad news. That's one thing, all right? You would not be able to see blood and body parts in real time to pull your emotional strings. In contrast to what I just said, the moment a war breaks out today, you know about it instantly. Horrible images of that war would be plastering the feed pages of your Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and the likes. Have you ever heard of citizen journalism? That's what it means. It means anyone with a smartphone, access to the internet, and some social media accounts can be a journalist. They can report in real time what is happening wherever it is happening in the world. Have you ever wondered why there are so many police brutalities going on suddenly? Well, rest assured, all those police brutalities you are hearing now, they are not all that sudden. And then the news is getting better and better. We get it faster and faster. You see what I mean? Look, be bold, be optimistic. You see, I am optimistic about the future. And it's not because I'm a motivational speaker talking about the future either. Now, am I saying there is no impending danger looming ahead? Of course not. It's possible that we may face some catastrophe of immense proportion at some point. I don't know. Some crazy lunatic, right, may try to disrupt our lives. However, would that be the first time? The answer is no. We've been through all kinds of deplorable moments in history. But guess what? We survived them all. And we always bounce back. Should I be paranoid about that thought that some lunatic might do something crazy? Definitely not. I will continue to be optimistic because we are living in the most prosperous and promising times ever. I'm excited about the present. I am excited about the future. I know things are getting better and better. We are heading towards some remarkable times in history. I mean, we are about to see some remarkable breakthroughs. We are also heading towards some tough challenges, which is a good thing, right? Without challenges, creativity dies, and innovations never see the light of the day. The bottom line is, many of those breakthroughs will radically and positively change your life and my life. But those who are afraid of change will be left behind. But those who are ready to embrace change and stay positive will thrive. The question is, will that be you?
You've been listening to the Resilience is Everything podcast. If you enjoyed this segment, subscribe for more. Leave a rating. Also, to contact us or book Renee to speak at your event, go to www.resilienceiseverything.com.